It's here and now, and it's been more than 20 years since Los Angeles has had an NFL team. But now the league is hearing proposals to move at least one team to the area. And two cities, Carson and Inglewood, are angling to have their proposals for a new stadium chosen. Proponents of the new stadium say they bring economic opportunities. Critics say they just cost taxpayers money. Brad Humphreys is an economist at West Virginia University. Brad, welcome.
Thanks very much for having me on the show.
And who's right on this? The people who say that stadiums are great and they revitalize these parts of town where you put them, or the people who say this is a big waste of money, it's not going to do anything for most of us?
Well, as most of these things go, there's some truth in both sides of those statements. So it is the case that stadiums can revitalize specific areas in communities. So one neighborhood, it's going to bring a lot of economic activity there. But it's also the case that most of these new stadiums and arenas are subsidized heavily with public tax dollars, and it's hard to find solid evidence that the rate of return sort of on those tax dollars is positive, that it's a good deal for taxpayers.
What about when you look at, let's say, the stadium in Washington, D.C., where the Nationals play? This is a relatively new stadium. They put it in a part of town that was definitely not doing that well compared to other parts of the city. And now there are restaurants and there are bars and people are moving in nearby and stuff like that. Is that a good example? And is that benefiting everyone or just the rich people who can move into the condos next door?
Well, that's an interesting case that you've mentioned because, as it turns out, I testified before the Washington, D.C. City Council over the financing of the Nationals Stadium. So at that time, I said it was a bad deal. I said, yes, it'll spur development nearby in the area there, but you're simply moving economic activity from one part of Washington, D.C. to another. Hmm. So all the new bars and things that are there near that National Stadium, the people that are buying drinks and meals and things like that in those bars and restaurants, they would have bought meals and drinks somewhere else in the Washington, D.C. area. So you've really just moved the economic activity from one place to another, and you've, in the meantime, spent hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars to do that.
So when you look at places like that where the neighborhoods have changed, there's no net benefit, you're saying?
Well, there's no net benefit to the overall community, to the broader community around, you know, the Washington, D.C. metro area. Now, you alluded to one other thing about this redevelopment of neighborhoods led by professional sports, and that is for the existing residents of those neighborhoods, and there were people and businesses located down there in the Navy Yard by that baseball stadium, it's not necessarily a good thing for them, gentrification or revitalization in neighborhoods.
Why not? Because wouldn't they be able to make money if they sell the place where they're living, or are they just renting?
Well, if you're a renter, certainly if you're a property owner, that's good for you. If you're a property owner in that area, your property values go up, and at some point you're going to realize that. But if you're a renter, your rent's going up, and unless you can jump on the economic bandwagon and raise your income enough to pay for your higher rent, you're going to be worse off and probably have to move.
So this is making income inequality worse, is what you're saying, these stadiums that are taking a lot of taxpayer dollars to build.
Absolutely, because the tax dollars come from broad segments of society across the income distribution. And then you're using those taxpayer dollars to subsidize and to the benefit of people who are clearly in the very upper end of the income distribution, the team owners and the players. So that has to reduce income equality or increase income inequality.
So why do people keep making the case for them, and why do the public keep buying it when somebody says, we put this stadium in, it's going to be great for the economy?
Well, of course, every team owner wants a publicly subsidized new facility because if you can get the government to subsidize your favorite activity, you can do that. Now, how are the team owners and the leagues continually able to extract these subsidies? That's because as a matter of public policy, we've allowed leagues to operate as monopolies, and that means they control where all the franchises are and how many franchises there are in each league. So the fact that there has not been an NFL team in Los Angeles since 1994, a very long period of time, is a direct consequence of this public policy which allows the NFL to operate as a monopoly. If the NFL didn't have the power to control where teams were, there would have been an NFL franchise in Los Angeles the minute the Rams moved out. They get to have that market open. Every owner around the country, people in Minneapolis know this, people all over the U.S. know this, the team owners threaten to move their team to Los Angeles or some other open market, and the owners use that to extract these subsidies from local taxpayers.
That's Brad Humphreys, an economist at West Virginia University. Brad, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Well, history was made last night on the Major League Baseball field, or fields. For the first time ever, home teams in all 15 Major League games won. And in case you couldn't take all of them in, here are the highlights.
Another good win for the Blue Jays. They win it 4-2.
And the Rays win this one 2-0.
Bourne drives it. Ball game. Miami walks off. Gordon scores.
And the Mets have now won 9 of their last 11 as they beat the Rockies tonight 4-0.
White Sox pick up the 3-0 win for their first back-to-back wins.
Here's the throw. Indians win it.
Should do it. Fowler makes a grab. Cubs win. 5 in a row now.
6th walk-off win for the Twins and Escobar.
Cardinals 6 in front of Pittsburgh. They're going crazy here at Busch Stadium.
Diamondbacks breeze to the 13-1 win. It's their third straight.
Game over. Mariners win it 6-5.
The Dodgers snap a 4-game skid, taking it 5-0 as Yasiel Puig.
And the Giants snap their 4-game losing streak.
Royals pick up the 6-1 win, their 5th in a row.
The Padres take their 2nd straight over the Reds, taking it by a final of 11-6. Colin Ray.
That seemed like more than 15, but that was 15 Major League Baseball games home teams won. Many of them we didn't get to see, Robin. I didn't see
no
one.
No Red
did you?
Sox. I'm shocked.